Voters in Liberia go to the polls tomorrow to choose the West African nation's first post-war president. Many hope the election will usher in a new era of stability, leaving behind the long and savage civil war that killed more than a quarter of a million people. 16,000 UN peacekeepers maintain a fragile peace in Liberia, which was founded by freed American slaves. As NPR's Ofevia Quist-Arkton reports from the capital, Monrovia, the winner of tomorrow's vote will face huge challenges.
It's election special Tuesday, November 8th.
Facing off for the presidency in Liberia are 39-year-old international soccer phenomenon George Weah, his supporters call him King George, and the international economist Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, fondly nicknamed the Iron Lady, or just Ellen. She's 67. They couldn't be more different. George Weah has little formal education but enjoys massive popularity amongst the youth, who see him as a fresh start for Liberia. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf is a Harvard-trained political veteran and former finance minister here in Liberia. Her critics accuse her of being too closely associated with their country's corrupt, war-torn past. Busy on the noisy campaign trail, the Iron Lady says voters will choose her international credentials and her experience over Weah, the political novice.
You know, I do believe he has a big following among the youth, and I think many of them will vote for him because they see him as a star, as a celebrity. But I think there are many other youths that love George Weah, but just don't think he's ready to take on the task of being the president of our country.
No one doubts George Weah's skill on the soccer field as Liberia's national team captain and as the 1995 World Soccer Player of the Year. He says he can transform that vision to the top job here in Liberia. As president, says George Weah, he will unite his country and lead Liberia out of 14 years of civil war.
Once the head is not corrupt, the rest will not be corrupt. And I'm an honorable man, I'm a noble president, not ready to move this country forward. And I believe that with me, there will be a total peace in this country, because I believe in everybody. A win for me is a win for all Liberians.
The tasks facing Liberia's new president are daunting. The savage stop-start civil war, which began on Christmas Eve 1989 and ended with the departure of former President Charles Taylor 2 years ago, has taken its toll on this nation. Almost everything needs to be rebuilt in Liberia. People's shattered lives and the devastated economy and infrastructure. This is a country with high unemployment, but without telephone landlines, running water, electricity, or a functioning sewage system. Teaching sewing classes to ex-fighters in her downtown workshop here in Monrovia, Janetta Stewart summed up the feelings of many Liberians.
Liberia is an uphill struggle each day. I mean, just to start the morning is a task. You know, many people have to go far and wide, fetch water, and come, you have to go and look for wood. Now we're in the 21st century, First Republic in Africa. So all this war, and I think it's about time for us to rethink and just give Liberia another chance.
Ofebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Monrovia.